It's Monday, May 30th, and you're listening to The Geek here at Geek News Central, the longest continuous run tech podcast. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. I tell you, it's pure chaos here, and we're ready to go. But I tell you what, our May GoDaddy special, where you get 32% off by using promo code GO32OFF1 or .com for $2.49 by using promo code GEEK249, is almost gone. And, of course, Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. I tell you, we're coming to you as live as it can be here from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. And, boy, I tell you, I think I got through that okay from completely reshuffling it around. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I want to welcome you to the show. Things are, I guess for a better word here, just about on the edge of chaos. It was one of those evenings where, as you guys know, my son is doing soccer practice for a big tournament, the 4th of July. And his coach, which is supposed to finish the soccer practice at 6:15. Oh, hang on
it
here.
It was one of those.
Did not finish up until 6:45. So that put me a full 30 minutes behind just getting home. And we're starting here at 8:36 p.m. Honolulu Standard Time. So quite a bit later. And Dale, thanks for showing up in the chat room. He probably wondered if I was going to be doing a show tonight. But all of you that are listening at post-show, you could care less, right? You don't care when I record this thing, long as I record it. For all the Ohana out there, along with the longtime family members, thanks for being here. Thanks for being subscribed, staying subscribed, and telling your friends. We're seeing a little uptick on the show from a subscription standpoint. We've been flat for a little bit, and I'm glad to see the increase. So must be something we're doing here with the format is working. So we want to hope that you'll continue to share information about the show with your friends, family members, people that you know. But for all of you, the longtime listeners, the Ohana, thank you. Thank you so much for being here today and welcome. For those of you who are new, I want you to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out the website. It's a piece of cake. Once you're over there, subscribe to the show. There's a link there for the newsletter. The newsletter really is where I am able to send you directly the links to the show. Don't forget the show will be at show notes will be at gncshownotes.com/863. This is show number 863. I'm recorded today here, Monday, May 30th. But don't forget as well, you can watch the show post-show on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV as well. And reaching out and touching me is just as easy as it can get. And do it on Twitter via at Geek News. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address, or the hotline is 619-342-7365. I did not get a chance to check the hotline today, whether or not something had came in. So I apologize if you've left something over there. I'll get to it and we'll have it on a Monday show. Live streaming today up on Livestream. And of course, again, I want to mention part of the Tech Podcast Network, all family safe shows. And we try to keep all the shows safe for the youngins so that they can listen along. We do hit on some topics from time to time that are, you know, basically kind of in nature that may be a little bit, you know, not adult-like, but it definitely is an adult-type topic that is very serious in nature. But we definitely try to keep the show as light as possible at all times. Again, do want to thank the folks over at GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. And we're going to have a great special for June. But because this is the last day in May, we're just going to go ahead and tell you guys that Geek 249 offer, that 249.com, excuse me, is getting ready to expire. And the 32% off on a total new order is getting ready to go away as well. So unless you act upon this by basically midnight on the 31st Central Standard Time, you're going to miss out on the GoDaddy special. But don't worry, because all you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com and let me just come over to the website and load that up. And it's actually going to try to load the video here. So let me skip right past that. And we'll click into the page. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy is the location for all of my codes, and where you can save a lot of money a variety of different ways. The June special, actually, I'll post that tomorrow, and I'll be actually up in the system. So if you missed the May special, don't worry. Grab the June special. We've got some good stuff for you then. But according to GoDaddy, we had a great month. And I want to thank all of you for supporting GoDaddy this month. It's greatly appreciated. Next show, we're going to give away $100. So we'll do that on the next show. We'll tally all those up and we'll do it raffle style. So congratulations to everyone that picked up a GoDaddy product this month. Hey, so here's the dealio, folks. For the first time in a while, I'm headed out on the road. I'm flying out Saturday night to the great state of Texas. I'm going to be in Austin, going to be in Dallas, going to be in Waco, going to be all over the place. Doing a little consulting for the week. I'm going to be crazy busy with the schedule as well. The schedule's going to be a little bit weirdo. So we'll see what happens with the show next week. But I got to pull the portable studio out of the garage. I haven't opened it. I got to go through it and inventory it. I know I've taken stuff out, cables and stuff. You know, rob Peter to pay Paul, and I will have to make sure everything is in there to head out the door when we get on airplane Saturday night. But be back here in Honolulu a week from Saturday. So that's going to change the follow-on week's new media show. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But I'll be Twittering and posting when we're going to be up online for the shows on Monday and Thursday. The show goes on. Show always goes on when I'm on the road. And so that won't change anything whatsoever. Matter of fact, it has been insane. I mean, borderline too much for the last week. My head's spinning. It's really been that busy. I'm thinking to myself, it's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday and I'm leaving you know, it's really been crazy here, and it's just almost a point of too much. But you know, better busy than not busy at all, right? So that's the key here. So hey, upcoming on the new media show this Saturday, we're gonna have Dan Rayburn on. He's with Streaming Media. Matter of fact, they just finished up the Streaming Media East show out on the East Coast, and he's gonna be on with us for a while. He came home to a construction project. And he's actually going over to his neighbor's house to Skype in with his laptop. So we're not hearing the pound of nails and stuff like that. It's going on in his home. So he'll be with us Saturday via Skype to talk about the Streaming Media show and stuff that they had there. And then probably have him on for close to 45 minutes to an hour. Then we're going to bring on Andrew Zarin from guys from Queen Network. We've had Andrew on before. Always fun to talk to, get caught up with him. If everything goes right, and I'll be honest with you, the way things have gone this week, my planning to do the testing of the YouTube live channel, I don't know if I'm going to be on first live show with YouTube tomorrow or not. It all depends on how tomorrow goes. If it's been anything like the rest of the week, it may not happen. But don't worry, we've got a good streaming partner with Livestream, and they can fully handle the load if I'm not able to get the testing done with YouTube. Okay, what else? We did have a winner. So this time, I told my kids, I said, I get this stack of stuff, and I'm kind of like picking and choosing through. I said, go through and grab something to give away on tonight's show. And my son did. He grabbed an Apple TV Gen 2. So the last time we gave away a Gen 3, so we're giving away an Apple TV Gen 2. It is... it is not new, but it is not old. It wasn't used a lot. So Susan Albright was the random pick winner. She is going to pick up the Apple TV Gen 2. Congratulations to Susan. And so I had a number of entries. We'll go through those at the end of the show. I really don't know what to do for the next show because I don't know what I'm going to be able to say to give away. So what I'll probably do is... not have a contest for the next show, then we'll probably do one follow on. But anyway, thanks for participating here. We'll keep it up. It's just things are too crazy right now. I want to make sure we get what we need to get or get everything that we're supposed to get out of here so that those prizes are delivered so that no one's waiting on them and I don't come back to hate emails from viewers saying, hey, where's my stuff? So Susan Albright, congratulations. One last thing before we get into the content, and I got a great stack for you tonight. Do want to take a moment here and share with you a great tool that I use, and it's from Citrix. It's Citrix GoToMeeting. And you know, people that we work with the most aren't always the people we see every day. And you know, matter of fact, media clients that I'm working with many times, I've never met them face to face. And so you've been living here in Hawaii, everything is, a lot of stuff is done remote. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm having conference calls at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's dark here, right? And coworkers are on the go. They're in different offices. Clients are spread across the country, the globe. I just got an email from our new client from Thailand just before the show started. I got to reply to him. You know, to work efficiently today, you need to have a strong connection to your team and to build trust and stay focused and be able to brainstorm. It's one of the reasons why we here at Geek & Central and my company, Raw Voice, that's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a powerful, simple way to meet online and really see each other face-to-face. And with Citrix, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, your team is just really a click away. And you can share the same screen, collaborate in real time. It's perfect. And turn on your webcam, and you got an instant HD video conferencing system. And I'm going to tell you, the HD video conferencing solution is fantastic. I don't know what they do. I can have a video conversation using a different product, and yet I go into a GoToMeeting session. It's perfect, absolutely perfect, and I don't get that other places. So it really, it feels like you're in the same room. You know, it really is. It's, that's the way it is. So again, you can just turn on your webcam and use that HD video conferencing solution. And again, launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, smartphone, or tablet, and you can even present from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free, again, free for 30 days for this special. And you can't beat that free. You're going to be able to give it a try, see how it's going to work out for you. Visit GoToMeeting, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember the user promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting, meeting is believing. Thanks for them for being a sponsor here. As always, you know, another month in with Citrix, you know, they've been sponsored pretty consistently since July of 2005. You think about that. Let's go back. And so thanks for Citrix for continuing to support this show and audience members. Thank you for supporting them and picking up the product. And if you never have, now is the time to do so. All right, let's see if I can click the right buttons here. Yes, looks like I have. And let me go ahead and get into the stack. A little bit dry mouth going on this evening, or cotton mouth, or whatever you call it. And when I got home, I was just like, immediately, refrigerator has one of those, you know, you push it and the water comes out. And, you know, that's a whole scam in itself. You know, when I first, many, many years ago, I had a water filtration system and it was fantastic. It was sold by Amway. It was and it came with a filter that, was, I don't know, maybe 12 inches long and 6 inches or maybe 8 inches across. And that, and you had to clean it out every, you basically open it up every month and kind of rinse the module out. But the filter was good for a year. And I think the filter was a couple $100 to replace. And it was fantastic. And I kicked myself in the butt every time. Some move, I lost that thing. I don't know what happened. It just disappeared during one of the moves. And this filtration system that I have in my refrigerator sucks. The water here in Honolulu is not that bad out of the tap to begin with, but I've been so spoiled over the years having had that other filter that I just don't like junk taste. And you know, bottled water, if you know, many of you know, bottled water doesn't have any higher standard than what comes out of your tap. And I'm glad to see more and more people use the little, you know, the little plastic reusable containers. They wash them out and put water in instead of carrying around just the, you know, sometimes you just have to, but once in a while, if you can get away with, you know, if you only have to use the store-bought water from time to time, it's, you know, limited, that is better. But the water coming out of my refrigerator, that filter, it lasts about 60 days max. And that thing's like $70. And I mean, I was doing the math the other day. I'm like, something's got to change. We got to put a better filter on this, or got to find a solution, because we're spending way too much money. Because my household, you know, it's not soda. It's not juice. It's, you know, we drink a lot of water in this house. And then it's because Hawaii is warmer. And, you know, we all walk out the door. If we're leaving in the morning with a thermos, and the thermos has water in it, or sometimes I have iced tea. But largely, we're, you know, we drink a huge amount of water in this family. And that filter just gets hammered. So I hate those things, though, because it's like my wife is like, the water's tasting funny. I'm like, yeah. And next thing, a ka-ching, $70 again for a replacement. So I have to do something different. I don't know. I got on this tangent, I guess, talking about the water, but I was pounding it when we got home today and just kind of set that cog in motion. But isn't the whole bottled water thing, it's such a scam? It really, really is. All right, let's quit talking about bottled water. Let's get into the tech tonight. I got a stack here for you. And let me make sure that that's closed. And let's go ahead and flip over here. And this thing did not get organized at all. But Google now has a search that's going to tell you how many calories are in the burger that you just ate. So, you know, if you just Google how many carbs in an apple, it'll tell you. And it'll actually give you specific nutrition value. And you can say how many calories are in an ear of corn, or you know, how many calories are in a McDonald's Big Mac. And you can do that. And it's going to give you the answer. And it's also going to do some general search as well about, you know, basic commodities. And they have over 1,000 information specific to restaurants. Excuse me, it doesn't, I stand corrected. It doesn't look like you can get information specific to restaurants yet, but data is going to be available for more than 1,000 different edibles. So you can get an idea at least, you know, cheeseburger, you know, how many calories in a cheeseburger, and it'll tell you. So anyway, pretty cool that they're making this available, and I'm behind actually in annotating my food stuff. I haven't been as good as I should be in trying to stay on top of my Fitbit activity. And matter of fact, the Fitbit almost got washed the other day because I left it in my pocket. So I'm gonna try to get the one that's around the wrist. I think it's a little better, and I think I won't have a tendency to leave it on the shelf and forget about it. Switching gears here, you know, we've talked about in the past and shown videos on this show of buildings that have just like tipped over in China. But China is planning to build the world's tallest building in 90 days. It's a complete modular building. First of all, good luck. Second of all, I hope that they have a good foundation. But we'll see. We'll see how this prefab works. It's going to be a stack of steel frame modules. And, you know, these types of buildings are good for vertical loads, but we'll see how this works out for them. But they're going to start building here within the next couple of months. The world tallest building. They got to have something to brag about, right? But we'll see if this thing tips over halfway up. Or after it's up. Hey, if you got kids using Pinterest, and you know, I haven't been on Pinterest in a while, but you know, after having some, you know, obviously high exposure here recently, and talking about their adult content issue, if you got kids using Pinterest, you know, maybe that's a site that you'll want to, if you haven't already, blocked it. If they're using it, you know, there's a lot of adult material on there, and they've just had a change of policy today. They basically have updated their nudity policy. They basically says if it's art, it's okay. If it's porn, it's not. But I think we all know there's a fine line there. They are going to allow soft focus nude photos. So we'll see where this goes. But, you know, I think there's that line is you know, gets too close to one side or the other for all of us when it comes to our younger kids being exposed to this stuff. So just be aware of it. And something that Pinterest is actually embracing at this point. Kind of an interesting move by them. there is a pretty cool article over on Pale of Future. Paleofuture.gizmodo.com, I guess, is a new subset site for Gizmodo, talking about what, you know, some future things, what will happen when we're in automated vehicles and laws that are going to have to change and liability concerns for accidents and so forth. There's basically now stuff being actually drawn up and looked at and how legislation is going to be put into place to support driverless vehicles. And, you know, who's going to be at fault when it crashes. So it'll be interesting to talk about it now as the years move forward here. As this all comes into play, at what point do we start seeing, you know, laws made that are going to, you know, ultimately decide who's responsible when there is a wreck in an automated mode? Okay, a couple of articles over on Geek News Central that... it made the cut here for the show, and actually a lot of great articles on GNC this week. The first one, it will may be of interest to some of you that create content, and this is from Trucker Tom, and it's called Audio Evolution Mobile App. He says the Audio Evolution Mobile is a powerful multi-track audio recorder for Android that is somewhat reminiscent of Adobe Audition in both form and function. It's priced at $7.45. He says the app is a real bargain for anyone looking to do serious multi-track audio recording and editing on an Android tablet or smartphone. So, you know, in not so long ago, we were taking little, MP3 players that were capable of recording, and we were recording shows into those. So it makes sense that people are going to be recording straight, you know, basically jacking in straight into a mobile phone. But, the software vendor cannot directly output to MP3 files because of the MP3 file format licensing issue. The app can do mixdowns to WAV, AIFF, FLAC, or OGG file formats. You know, the podcast standard format is MP3, so they're going to have to use something like Media Converter app to convert the files into MP3. So cool find by Trucker Tom, and thanks to him for his article on this. Jeffrey Powers wrote a good article on the site talking about YouTube adding a slow motion feature. And so today there's a new feature on YouTube. Now, you don't want to get a slow motion video camera, if that's which can be very expensive. Basically, this new slow motion enhancement allows you to slow a video down 50, 25, or even 12.5%. The only caveat is that your video cannot go over 10 minutes. In slow motion. So very cool. You know, this doesn't replace a 240 or 500 frame per second high speed camera like the slow mo guys use, or even higher. This is just going to smooth out the slower video so it doesn't look jittery. And so, you know, this could even tie into a GoPro Hero 3 if you recorded 120 FPS, which might even be better. But anyway, very, very cool. Jeffrey's got a demo video up of him playing drums, and pretty slick little video. And I'm not going to play it because it's definitely one of Jeffrey. It's on his channel. And we have gotten flagged on some of our older videos where we played other people's YouTube video clips, and we don't want to do that, even though we can, you know, it's fair use. There's a big Gmail revamp going on right now, a new inbox on desktop and mobile Gmail is coming. And there's a good video on this, so I'll have that link up in show notes. But the major updates, they've been doing some major updates of late, and they're trying to make it all work together. And, you know, Gmail is one of those items that many of you rely on every day. So, you know, I'm still a very big about having software on the desktop, but I know a lot of you have grown beyond that. So anyway, very, very cool. We'll see where this goes with Gmail as it continues to be updated. Pandora, you know, there's been a lot. I think Pandora is going to be in trouble here. Alan, one of our writers, basically says, a longtime Pandora customer, he said, a simple $3.99 monthly fee is a small price to pay for my unlimited ad-free streaming, which gets me through work days. But, you know, he basically now is saying that Google Music is going to replace that. And Pandora's days are numbered. So kind of curious from all of you, have you any of you made the choice to leave Pandora and use Google Music? Love to hear your feedback. I haven't had time to mess with it yet, but definitely will take a look myself as well, because I think I've got, I don't know if I have Pandora or I have one of those music streaming sites that I use. And actually, I use it in conjunction with my wireless speakers I have here in the house. There's a report out that teens have a waning interest in Facebook. The Pew Research Center released the results of a study called Teens, Social Media, and Privacy on May 21st. One of the findings was that teens are becoming less interested in Facebook. In focus groups, many teens expressed waning enthusiasm for Facebook. They dislike the increasing number of adults on site, get annoyed when their Facebook friends share inane details, and are drained by the drama that they describe as happening frequently on the site. The stress of needing to manage their reputation on Facebook also contributes to lack of enthusiasm. Nevertheless, the site is still where a large amount of socializing takes place, and teens feel they need to stay on Facebook in order to not miss out. Definitely a lot of drama. What was interesting for me in this too as well was that more than half, 56% of teens said it's not real difficult to manage your privacy controls on their profile. Well, one in three say it's not too difficult. Just 8% of teen Facebook users say that managing their privacy controls is somewhat difficult, with 1% being very difficult. So that gives you an idea. So ask your kids, are they having trouble with their privacy stuff? And they are, give them a hand. Hey, don't want you guys to forget, got two great shows here at Geek News Central as well that are produced and come out every week. We've got the Robot Underpants with Langley. And he's always got a great lineup of guests, a lot of fun content there. And Mr. Don Bain, the gadget professor. I'm going to put out a special request to all of you tonight. And this is something that I normally wouldn't do on the show. We have a large audience base, and there's people with different faith, basically different faiths. You know, we have Christians, we have Jewish, we have Muslims, we have a large base of folks that are, that listen to the show. We have atheists that listen to the show as well. So what I would like to do, though, is if any of you are, would feel inclined to give a little thought to Don and his wife, they're going through something personal right now that's medically related. And I would hope that you'd, extend a hand or a thought to Don and his wife, and really, put them in your thoughts a little bit, and just basically do that. I'd definitely appreciate it. But we want to my wife and I have Don and his wife in our thoughts and prayers. As well. So we hope that those of you that are so inclined would feel free to do that. But he's put out the latest Gadget Professor, number 108. It's the email security special. And boy, I tell you, he's really growing a great audience. But if you've ever been scammed by an email or had one that came in that was a little bit, you definitely want to watch this show with the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain. And we want to thank Don for putting out another great show this week as well. Number 108. He's marching forward, isn't he, on the number of shows. Hey, over on Engadget, one thing about we've seen over the last couple of years, especially when we go to CES and go to different events, we're starting to see a lot of automation in the home, specifically tied to our smartphones, where you can get notifications of alarms, lights, electricity, dryer, washer, garage door, automatically lock your doors and so forth, the key latch kid indications, that all this really, really cool stuff. But there was a SmartThings Kickstarter campaign that was a huge success, and they raised over $1.2 million and had nabbed over 6,000 backers and quickly sold off its first batch of home automation kits. So the company's really not stopping there. It's making good on its goal to providing an open source platform for developers as it's announced the availability of its developer and inventor toolkit. Now, if you're a developer In my opinion, this is a space that is going to explode. You think about it, with all the IR remotes, with the, you know, stuff being done on it with thermostats now, smoke, fire, alarms, doors, dryers, you know, refrigerator temperature, you know, all this stuff. There's going to be printers, humidity sensors, water sensors for floods, you name it. It's all going to be tied in and tied to your smartphone. And even when you're on vacation, you can just turn on and turn off the lights or program it remotely and it will happen. So I think this company is going to go a long ways. Anyone that's got some developing skills, I would think that they'd want to take a look at this company. All right, Roku has taken in another $60 million in funding, and boy, I tell you, congratulations to them. You know, I'm a big fan of Roku. We've got two of them in our house here. Matter of fact, I think three now, because I've handed down all the old ones. I buy the new version every time, and I think the Roku one is in the garage, the Roku two is in the living room, and the Roku three is in the bedroom. And why isn't the Roku the good one in the bedroom? Because I'm the one that's always getting preempted out of the living room, and I go to the bedroom and watch movies and don't want to watch whatever the kids want to watch. So anyway, long story short here, the Roku folks got additional $60 million. They've already had an $80 million in funding, but this new funding round came from BSkyB and News Corp. That's huge. And also a fresh contribution from Hearst, which wants to help Roku in building it, services for its TV channels. So very, very cool. And it's using its cash to expand its Roku Ready program, which now includes 24 hardware partners, which is, I think, where they really got to go, is they got to get into more sets and devices. If you're in the Bitcoin market and you're using Mt. Gox exchange, GOX exchange, they're now going to be requiring ID. And when you're bringing cash in, they want to make sure they're not getting in trouble with the feds. And then if you're going to put $10,000 into Mt. Gox to buy Bitcoins, they want to, you know, they've got to report that. It's all that, those banking rules. So they've instituted that, basically requiring verification of every non-Bitcoin deposit or withdrawal. So that keeps them in line with strict anti-money laundering rules. We're going to talk more about that as well here in a few minutes, about some stuff that's being shut down here in the United States and across the world. And if your kids have ever done a prank phone call, I want you to take some time and talk to them about where this could really lead. There's been some really heavy cases handed down. A prank that resulted in two NFL general managers talking to each other. Results in up to 5 years in prison and $500,000 in fine, with the 17-year-old high school girls basically that were trying to pull a fast one, and they're being hauled into court. So this, it wasn't this, the girls did another. Did a yearbook prank, but this case involves two young gentlemen who are now looking up to 5 years in prison in this fine for pulling this prank call. So they're taking this stuff way serious these days. What used to be laughed off and hung up on, people are now going to prison over. The U.S. government has settled a lawsuit over seizure of a laptop of Bradley Manning's friend. Of course, we know that Bradley Manning is. I don't know if he's been convicted, but he's been at least accused of basically sharing secrets. And some of the folks that were supporting him, one individual in specific was had some trouble every time he was re-entering the country. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement said seize his laptop as he re-entered the country from a vacation. And now it's a couple of years later, the government's agreed to settle the case and more or less give in to all the demands of his attorney and the ACLU. In a settlement reached with human rights activist David House, the government has agreed to destroy all data obtained from his laptop and other electronics when he entered the U.S. after a vacation. The American Civil Unions and the ACLU of Massachusetts announced today, House, who is then working with the Bradley Manning Support Network, an organization created to raise funds for the legal defense of the soldier who has admitted to leaking material to WikiLeaks, charged in a lawsuit that the seizure violated his Fourth Amendment rights by subjecting him to unreasonable search and seizure and violated his First Amendment right to freedom of association. Specifically, in the terms of the settlement, the government agreed to destroy all remaining data copied from the House's device. The government will also hand over numerous documents, including reports describing Army CID's inspection of House's data, as well as Department of Homeland Security telling agents to stop. Basically, they had told agents to stop him as he entered the country. The government further agreed to release reports on the DHS agents' questioning of House, which included inquiries about whether he knew anything about Manning giving classified information to WikiLeaks. So, wow, huge win here by the ACLU on this seizure. Of course, they've had this data for a couple of years, so they did what they wanted with it. But at the same time, it's going to be curious to see, as this paperwork is released, what more will come out of that. This is going to make you laugh, folks. CBS has told a court that no one could possibly read our statements. Now, in CBS, remember, their CBS executive, Dana McClintock, had said on Twitter, we will sue and stealing your signal will be found illegal just as it will be everywhere else. So basically what had happened was, as she had threatened to sue the folks at Arrow, and Arrow said, oh, you're going to sue us. And they immediately filed a suit basically saying, hey, we know we're being sued. We want a summary judgment immediately. So, and that you can do. If someone says they're going to sue you, you can protect yourself. But basically CBS has told the court, no one could possibly read our statements. We will sue Arrow to mean we will actually sue Arrow. Uh-huh. But, again, Arrow did what it should have done. It sued first, seeking a declaratory judgment that its service was legal and that it could launch in other markets without fear of expensive lawsuits from CBS. Now, this is what the whole declaratory judgment setup is for. Exactly cases like this where one party threatens another in an effort to scare them off by threat of expensive court battles. So someone said, I'm going to sue you because you're going to open up this business. You go to the court and say, hey, this guy's going to sue me. I want judgment now that allows me to start and do my business without the threat of this guy coming in and causing me harm. But boy, oh boy. So CBS is now kind of, they're backing up because they know they're in trouble. Don't say you're going to sue somebody unless you got paperwork in hand, right? Boy, this is big. Last week, the Connectify switchboard Kickstarter that was in process has been canceled, but it was largely canceled because of feedback from folks on Slashdot and a variety of groups, because a high amount of interest from people preferring to use their own computers as servers has resulted in a change of plan. So the result is that the product is going to be available right away and will no longer use cloud servers. This means the need for the investment is gone, evaporating the need for the Kickstarter. So this also means that you can use the service as a private VPN and always appear as if you're surfing from your home PC, along with that speed-boosting channel bonding tech as well, which is cool. So $90. Sign me up. I want to see how this thing works. Can't wait. And we'll see how it operates and what it's going to take to run it. But Connectify switchboard. I was talking with a buddy of mine about this last week, and we were thinking this could have potential. But you know, I had said to him last week, "Well, I want to run it on my own server. I don't want to run it on someone else's." And my wish has come true here. I had to take a shot of H2O here. So, all right, moving on. Secret court document finds spy techniques unconstitutional. Justice Department fights to keep it hidden, and they are very close to being made to reveal this. Why isn't this page not loading? Oh, there we go. The Justice Department may soon be forced to reveal a document that details the unconstitutional surveillance of American citizens. The Justice Department has fought to keep the document secret for about a year, but a recent court order demands that they respond to a formal request filed by the EFF by next week. So, of course, it may come completely blacked out, but we'll see where this leads. So, the government's not going to give that document up easy. As we talked about, the start button is going to be returning to Windows 8.1. So they're going to do this in the blue update. It's going to restore the start button, but it may not act the way Windows users remember. So I've got some details on that in the link tonight. I'll have up in the show notes. If you are someone special, Facebook is introducing verified pages and profiles. So if you are a big shot and you get yourself verified, congratulations. But it's going to be done mostly to validate celebrities, politicians, and people that generally have other folks making fake profiles about them. So we'll see where this leads with Facebook, basically copying the Twitter model. If you are a Fan TV fan, a Fan TV receiver has basically been launched. It's a new pay TV receiver from Fanhattan, tries to solve three problems vexing TV viewers: clunky program guides, a poor efficiency of other similar internet video services, and overly complex remote controls. The new receiver, dubbed Fan TV, uses its own rich menus in place of the grid or channels and time slots of conventional TV guides. It also combines broadcast and cable networks. It works with Netflix, Apple iTunes, and numerous other online video sources. So I definitely want to see a little more on this box, but it's called the Fan TV receiver. So definitely look about this. But boy, I tell you, they're fighting an uphill battle. This market's starting to get pretty full. Article over on Ars, if you really are an egghead and you want to know how come some stars stay brighter than others over time, even though they're older than others, basically their high sodium content may keep stars looking perpetually young. And no, that's truly the title of the article. I'll have the link up in the show notes. For those of you that are science fans, you can go into it. It's a little bit way too deep to cover here in the show. As well, iCloud users need to take note, Apple's two-step protection won't protect your data. It'll protect your purchase, but it won't protect your data. If your password's still weak, they're still going to be able to get in, get access to your data. So there's a good article here. An assessment was done by a Russian group that basically says, hey, this, it's people's data is just as vulnerable as it has ever been. And it's still possible to install, a person's data backup from an iCloud into a non-certified device. So beware there, folks. I'll have that link up for you to take a look. All right. You love this show? Listen up. Do you love this show? Do you love podcasting? Do you want to make sure that you can support action being taken against a patent troll? The Electronic Frontier Foundation wants $30,000 to defeat a podcast patent troll. They need to raise some money. On Thursday, the EFF announced that it was launching a new fundraising campaign to defeat a pretty blatant patent troll, Personal Audio LLC, a company that claims to invented podcasting. Now, this effort's been covered. These lawsuits were covered when Personal Audio sued a few big name podcasts, including Adam Carolla Show and Stuff You Should Know Podcast. The EFF says it needs to raise money specifically to pay for the Inter Partes Review, a trial proceeding that examines prior art. A 2011 piece of federal legislation called the American Advance Act gave the United States Patent and Trademark Office greater authority over its own fees, and those fees have since skyrocketed. The Inter Partes Review fees will cost approximately $25,000, and they will likely have other costs as well, as replied by Julia Samuels, who is the Mark Cuban Chair to Eliminate Stupid Patents at the EFF. So the type of reviews that they've done in the past, in older patent busting case, they had fees of approximately $2,000. The big difference here is government, sequestration and everything else. So now $25,000 is what's going to take for this USPTO review. So patent trolls have gone after some pretty ridiculous things recently. Podcasting is one of them. So at the time of the writing, the EF has received nearly $11,000 in donations towards a total goal of $30,000. $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, or $1,000 would be a great contribution if you love this space in podcasting. So I encourage you to make a donation. If you love this podcasting space, help the EFF fight off these patent trolls, okay? This is according to ArsTechnica.com. All right, moving on here. Tweetbot for Mac beats Twitter yet again with a new media timeline view. This is pretty slick. Tweetbot for Mac was updated, and it's got a pretty slick update. So if you're a fan of this application and you're a Mac user, definitely get out there and grab it. Some news today that a mission to Mars in the future would blast astronauts with harmful levels of radiation unless really advanced radiation protection would be done. They feel that a trip out and back to Mars would basically expose a astronaut to a lifetime of radiation and potentially could cause problems in flight. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes on this, but definitely... a big study coming back from radiation detection that was done on our recent trip from the Earth to Mars to deliver Curiosity to the planet's surface. So I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. That just means we're having to get smarter in protecting the astronauts when they're en route if we ever decide to go to Mars. I don't fully understand this. Iran is still out of control. You know, they're still, you know, according to news reports, they're still pushing forward to make nuclear weapons. Apparently, the U.S. government is lifting a ban on the export of electronic devices like computers, cell phones, and wireless routers to Iran. This decision is aimed at strengthening communications and avoiding government internet controls ahead of next month's presidential elections, according to a Treasury Department press release. I'm sure the Iranians have had problems getting computers, ha, 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 and routers, ha, ha, ha. They just bought them from other countries. Okay, I don't understand some of the decisions they're made. All right, Flickr users uploading 71% more photos to Flickr since new design rollout. That's according to Thomas Hawk's Digital Connection website. So, boy, people have taken off on this. Engagement and activity on the site looks off to a fast start. We'll see how long it lasts. I read a real cool article today over at Feld.com, and I didn't know these actually existed. I've always wanted to try one, but have you, any of you ever considered, and the thing is, I just didn't know they were available, but have you ever considered using, going and trying to be in an isolation tank? So it's basically you get in, you float in it, but you're in a tank that's closed, it's soundproof. Have you ever considered being in an isolation tank? Well, Feld talks about his experience in going to what's called the Cloud9 Float Center. And he floated for an hour and he talks about his experience and he talks about something he basically was, he'd use these when he was younger as well, when he was hot and heavy in programming. I did not know that this type of business still existed. So I don't think we have any here in Hawaii, but there's an isolation tank in Dallas. I'm going to try. I really want to try this. So I'm going to try to have some schedule in my time in my schedule to book some time to go and do this. Obviously, it doesn't take very long. I'd love to do this once just to see. It's supposed to be like real, like relaxing and zen you out. And if any of you have ever done it, let me know. But I'm going to try to book a time to go and do this isolation tank in Dallas. So keep our fingers crossed I actually find time to do that. Over in Doc Searle's web blog, he talks about some stuff that's going on with Airbnb. And any of you that are using Airbnb will want to read this. Any of you considering renting your house via Airbnb will want to look at this as well. They've got some issues right now. And basically in verification of some of its users, I understood that their process was, you know, well-minded, but some of the stuff they're making people do is a little ridiculous. So I have the link up in the show notes on this. Got a kid getting ready to go to college. Apple's dropped the educational pricing on an entry-level MacBook Pro to $999. That's $200 off retail. So save yourself $200 if you're buying your kid a laptop to go off to college. And you know what? That's like the last laptop you got to buy for them. You're on your own. Here's your laptop. Go to college. Get an education. Despite opposition, Google will make critical security exploits public after 7 days. Google's security researchers are well known for uncovering vulnerabilities in other people's products. Standard operating procedures give the affected company 60 days before publishing the problem, keeping things under wraps until a fix can be shipped. But when it comes to critical vulnerabilities that are actively being exploited, Google wants its researchers to cut that down just to a week. People are upset. And the company's going to hold itself to its own standard and will release information about its own vulnerabilities within 7 days as well. If you use Twitter List, it's gotten a major expansion. You can put up to 5,000 people on it now versus 1,000. So very cool. And one topic I probably should have a little earlier in the show is talking about anonymous payment schemes that's thriving on the web. Oh boy, this is huge. It appears that there's been all kinds of enterprises set up to move money without going through banks. And they're just recently, Liberty Reserve, a currency exchange, their operators were indicted Tuesday for laundering $6 billion. The United States attorney in Manhattan described it as the largest online money laundering case in U.S. history. And they concluded that that enterprise was used to move money that supported commercial child pornography, human trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, and organized crime. $6 billion, that's a lot of money being moved under the table. And with Liberty Reserve being shut down, you think, okay, that's going to kind of help. Well, no, there's hundreds of anonymous internet payment systems. And they've got systems like what's called the Moscow-based Web Money, Perfect Money in Panama, CashU, which serves the Middle East and North Africa, which requires little more than a valid email address to initiate an account and do a transfer. There's also a multitude of other payment systems out there, all working outside of the law here. So this is a problem, and looks like they're going after it. Are they going to be able to get it shut down? I would doubt it. In kind of a funny news point, the Wall Street Journal plans to launch a social network. Why? That's my question. That's the extent of it I want to talk about. Why? Why would they do that? I don't get it. I really, really don't. And our last article tonight, Yahoo meets your new users. Tumblr adds sponsored posts and the grumbling begins. One of the people said, why the beep are there sponsored posts on my dashboard from AT&T? Another person said, I should not be seeing posts from blogs I don't follow. Another person says, I really hate the new layout and the ads. I understand the company needs to make money, but it makes me cringe. I guess people aren't happy. Hey, when you get bought, they need to pay for it, right? All right, let me go ahead and get into the email comments that have came in. And let's go ahead and down here to GNC comments. I have a little folder set up for this. The last show was on the 27th. Boy, there was a lot of stuff that came in. Some of these had nothing in here. It's all from a comment. Charlie says, hey, glad to hear the replacement TriCast is working or listen to the audio only podcast in my drive into work. Appreciate the update on the news. And Charlie listens from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Love Toronto. Haven't been back in forever, Charlie. Really, I haven't. If I come back, you're gonna be my tour guide. I would love to come back and visit Toronto. Frank says the go-to video screencaster program in my Linux world is Record My Desktop. It works quite nicely and can record a screen, a window, or an area of the screen. If you want to record an audio voiceover as you use the screen, you may need to have the jack installed. Jacks allow you to jack different audio inputs and outputs into each other. It's from jackaudio.org. And the other one is a SourceForge project, Record My Desktop. So you can Google that. Got an email here from Paul. He says, "Hey, Todd, me again. Just want to add that the real reason everyone still says 2013 and not 2013 is habit from saying it over a decade. Paul. P.S. Loving the show and format. The idea I heard on your last show about an app review or roundup is something I agree with. Perhaps you could just read our listener reviews or suggestions. You even just add them on the show notes by the way of a link. Perhaps you could find out by asking for responses how many of your listeners use their smartphone to listen to the show and how many have one. I know how many listen to the show. Believe it or not, Paul, I can dig down into this. I can't see who, but I know what percentages within decimal points that listen to the show on their smartphones and how many watch on their desktop and how many watch on the Roku and all the 100 other pieces of glass that are used to listen to the show. I have all that data. I know. I could share that with you guys. Is that something you'd be interested in? I'll see if I can remember a mental note. Matter of fact, remind me, Paul, if you went on an email, hey, share that number with us. Thanks, Sam, for entering. Christian said, He says hi. Christian, thanks. Phil says, hey, you're my twice-a-week source of up-to-date tech news. Thanks for being there. Phil's out of Deltona, Florida. Got an email from Jim. Of course, Jim's a longtime listener of the show and one of our top supporters of being an insider. I want to thank Jim. Jim is a super, super fan. And thanks, Jim, for dropping an email. And thank you for your continued support of the show. Got an email from Jeff. Say, hey, love the show. Keep up the good work. Jeff out of Leonardtown, Maryland. Oh, yeah. WeRunners.com. WeRunners.com. Max. Hey, Todd. It's Max. Please put my name in for the contest. And, of course, we got the entrant from Susan. Congratulations. And thanks again, Susan, for just sending me. She basically didn't put much of a note, but thanks for your entry and congratulations for winning. Got an email from Charles. It says, nice, friendly delivery. Oh, cool. Thanks. I appreciate that, Charles. Brian says, contest for May 30th. Nicholas says, been listening to your show for years. Keep up the good work. Tim says, Occupy Geek News Central. Give me free stuff. Just kidding. I mean, please enter me in your contest. Sent from the iPhone 5. MS, did you get my email on winning that drawing? I didn't get your address. So MS Walbiz, send me your address on the software. And if I miss something else, resend it to me. I try to copy everything over, but I know I don't have your address yet. Let me put a star by that. I'll respond to you. Got an email from Ron. He says, hey, I'm really enjoying your show. Episode 862. Sound is excellent once again. And Ron is out of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks, Ron, for listening. Got an email from Frank. He says, hey, Todd, upcoming launch at Wallops Island. So I've got to see, what is this? What are they actually going to launch, Frank? Let me click on that and load that. And does it say, I'm waiting for this thing to load. Dun, 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 dun. Rocket to be launched from Wallops Island to study galaxy creation. So NASA says the Black Brant 12 suborbital rocket carrying the Cosmic Infrared Background Experiment, or CYBER, is scheduled to be launched June 4th. So those of you close to Wallops Island will get a great show as that getting ready to punch out. Got an email from Ross. Hey, Todd, I listened to your Memorial Day show a few days after. We don't celebrate Memorial Day here in Canada as we remember our serving and following service men and women on November 11th, and it's called Remembrance Day. I'm a serving member of the Canadian military now for 25 years. I was watching Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young Deja Vu documentary from around 2006 on Netflix on Memorial Day, a controversial movie about Afghanistan and Iraq war that got people ticked off at the time. I wonder if those people were mad at the band. I wonder if those people who were mad at the band have now changed their mind on how the war changed America. Love the show and all the best, Ross, St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada. And, you know, one thing, Ross, I'll say about the conflict. After 9/11, when, you know, I loaded up and went where I went, the situation at the time deserved a response. But, you know, it just seems like it just drug out and drug out and drug out. You know, I'm a big supporter of the troops. You know, I know that there's a lot of bad guys still out there. You know, it's, I don't think it's ever going to end. I really don't. I don't think the terrorism type tactics will ever stop. And the genie's out of the bottle, and I think we'll just all have to remain diligent. We could probably talk for hours just on that topic alone, but you know, the service members, and I think things that people need to realize and people need to remember is that, you know, these guys are ordered to go. They're told by the president and their commanders where they are to be, when, where, and how, and in what fashion, and they are dictated what they do. It's not a, there's not no democracy. It's you are told, and it's the way it is. So as you are, as we're past Memorial Day, just remember when you see, and I think everyone knows this now, it's when I see people coming up to service members and patting them on the back and shaking their hand in airports, I know the American people are behind, the majority of people are behind the service members. So, you know, if you have an aversion to the conflict, that's fine. That's your decision. But at the same time, just remember those guys in uniforms, they've been told where they go. And they serve so that others don't have to. And it's a volunteer force, and we need to remember that. But anyway, I've digressed here, so don't want to get political either at all. But okay, that's going to wrap us up for tonight. And again, thanks to our sponsors. You guys just have no idea how important the sponsors here on the show until we get, you know, we've been saying this for a couple of years. I'd like to love to get the insider program to the point where we didn't have to have, you know, two or three sponsors on every show. I'd really like to be at that point. We're not. And I think part of it is as you have listened and responded to the show, you guys have supported the sponsors since the very beginning. You know, they've been here. We were one of the first shows to have a sponsor, there's been great success because of it. So, as we move down the road, and those of you supporting us insiders, thank you so much. It really does help. But as we continue to move down the road and as the sponsors come and go and things change, you guys, you know, understand that, it really helps me do what I do, in a big, big way. So this year we are not expanding. We're not doing big investments. We're not doing anything like that. Capital investments are done. I'm hoping for a couple of years, unless something dramatically breaks, and we'll take that one at a time. But, you know, the main thing here right now is to move the ball forward with the show, with the audience. You know, it's all on me at this point to make sure the content is great and that you guys love the show and stay with the show and tell people about the show as well. And we encourage you to tell people that if you know people that have listened to the show and they're no longer listening, tell them to come back. And we want them to be here with the family and part of the Ohana, and we're, you know, making small changes to try to liven it up a little bit, and I hope that you guys like it. But one thing's for sure, thank you to the sponsors for being here this month. I truly am most grateful and appreciate them as well to essentially keep the lights on and allow me to continue to live here in the land of Aloha. And believe me, there's times I want to leave. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. But they're, you know, I'm lucky enough that I'm able to stay. So thanks, everyone, for being here. Everyone take care. We'll see you on Saturday for the new media show. Should be a great one if you want to watch. Don't worry. You can catch it on the flip-flop later on for a download if you want, or watch it on YouTube or on wherever you want to watch it. But everyone else, thanks for being here. Take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.